This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. President Bidyadev Bhandari reshuffles cabinet on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. Traffic along obstructed Dasra Chanda Highway opens and gunman kills three people in Danish shopping mall. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadev Bhandari has reshuffled the cabinet on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba today. Issuing a statement, the office of the president informed that President Bidyadev Bhandari appointed Mohammad Istiaker Rai to the Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Mrigendra Kumar Singh to the Minister of Agriculture and Pradeep Kumar Yadav to the Minister of Forest and Environment. The newly appointed ministers will take the oath of office and secrecy at 4 p.m. today. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad and Ambassador of India to Nepal Nabin Srivastava have held a meeting at the Ministry of Home Affairs Singhdarbar today. Ambassador Srivastava has arrived in Nepal recently and it is his first meeting with the Home Minister. The Home Minister's press coordinator Madhusudan Bhattarai said on the occasion they exchanged views regarding further deepening and consolidating the mutual relations between Nepal and India. Home Minister Khad urged India to facilitate the supply of chemical fertilizer for agriculture sector in keeping with the agreement reached between the governments of both countries. The Indian ambassador said he would take initiatives for the implementation of the agreement reached with Nepal. The obstructed Dasra Chanda Highway has resumed fully. Inspector and spokesperson for the District Police Office Baitari, Lok Raj Joshi, said the highway was obstructed by a landslide at Arubata near Khodpi of Baitari on Sunday noon. The highway resumed in full flames after around 13 hours. A dozer was deployed to clear the road. Joshi said the risks of a landslide in the area still persist when rainfall takes place. The daughter's education insurance scheme that was halted for the past 2 years due to COVID-19 has resumed in Madhya Province. Education Director of the Education Development Directorate, Madhya Province, Chudamani Fuyal, said this information during a function. Director Fuyal, on behalf of the provincial government and Global IME Bank Province Chief Susan Shrestha from the bank, signed the agreement. Launched by the Madhya Provincial Government, President Bidyadev Bhandari on 2019 inaugurated the scheme under the Chief Minister Beti Padhao, Beti Bachao. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in main parts of the country. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in the Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhupasim province and at one or two places of Bagmati province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A gunman has killed three people and injured another four at a shopping mall in Denmark's capital, Copenhagen. Police say the victims were two Danish 17-year-olds and 47-year-old Russian citizens. A 22-year-old man described as an ethnic Dane was arrested minutes after the shooting at a field mall. The police chief said there was no indication that the shooting was an act of terror. The suspect will face questioning by jaws on Monday. Police said he had a history of mental health issues. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Denmark had suffered a cruel attack. She said she wanted to encourage Danes to stand together and support each other in this difficult time. The deadly shopping mall attack took place as Denmark celebrated hosting the first three stages of the Tour de France for the first time. Sri Lanka's energy minister has issued a stark warning over the country's fuel stocks as it faces its worst economic crisis in more than 70 years. On Sunday, Kanchana Wijesekera said the nation only had enough petrol left for less than a day under regular demand. He also said its next petrol shipment was not due for more than 2 weeks. Last week, Sri Lanka suspended sales of petrol and diesel for non-essential vehicles as it struggles to pay for imports like fuel, food and medicines. Kanchana said that the country had 12,774 tons of diesel and 4,061 tons of petrol left in its reserves. A shipment of diesel is expected to arrive at the weekend. However, Kanchana warned that the country does not have enough money to pay for plant fuel and crude oil imports. A man has died and thousands of people have been told to evacuate their homes amid torrential rain and major flooding in Australia's largest city, Sydney. Roads have been cut off with 18 evacuation orders in Western Sydney alone and warnings of more to come. Australia was hit by major flooding in March, killing 20 people, many in New South Wales. The Bureau of Meteorology said up to 350 mm of rain had hit certain areas, risking flooding along the Nepean River. Sydney's main dam had also started to spill overnight, a further concern for the authorities. Emergency Services Minister for the State of New South Wales said this was a rapidly evolving situation and warned that people should be prepared to evacuate at short notice. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Vidyadeva Bhandari reshuffles cabinet on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba. Traffic along obstructed Dasrath Chanda Highway opens and gunman kills 3 people in Danish shopping mall. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.